Hi, this is Pastor Timothy Apple of Faith Lutheran Church in Godfrey, Illinois, host of Sharper Iron here on KFUO. Thanks for being a regular podcast listener of the program. We are starting a new series on Sharper Iron. It is titled A Kingdom Unlike All the Nations. In this series, we will be reading the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. This part of Holy Scripture begins at a rather dark time in Israel's history. Not only politically, but especially theologically, things were a mess in Israel. The people of God were doing what was right in their own eyes, and they were not living as if the Lord was their true king. Yet the Lord was reigning, even if his people didn't realize it. He does that in 1 Samuel by answering the prayer of Hannah. He gives to her a son named Samuel, and through Samuel, the Lord speaks his word anew to Israel. They begin to turn back to the Lord, but that sinful flesh clings to Israel, and it leads them astray. As Samuel grows old, Israel desires a king to be just like all the other nations. Even though the Lord grants their request and gives them the first king of Israel, Saul, the Lord does not leave Israel to be like all the other nations. He continues to reign as the true king of Israel, even when Saul's fear meant the end of his time as king and the dawn of David's reign. And David became a good and faithful ruler, but still the Lord was the true king. And he promised that a son would one day come from the line of David, and that son, he would reign forever. This promise has been fulfilled in the Son of David, who is also the Lord of David. Jesus Christ. He is the true king over all people, the king who rules over us sinners with grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Join us on Sharper Iron as we study 1 and 2 Samuel and be blessed by the good news of your King Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended to reign for you.